From the slums of Nairobi to the pristine cobblestone streets of the Italian hill town of Assisi. For nearly a decade, Father Renato Cizzito has been organizing a peace march each year ahead of the annual prayers for peace celebrations in the Umbrian town of St. Francis. Father Cizzito, an Italian Comboni missionary who formed the Koinonia community in Kenya for abandoned and orphaned children, got his 200 or so kids together for the first peace march out of Nairobi's slums. Well, today they are joined by thousands of people, young and old, who want to draw attention to the desperate needs of Africa's poor. They're crying out for justice, says Father Cizzito. And without justice, there can be no peace in this world. Each fall, Father Cizzito joins other leaders of human rights and peace organizations in their march from one of Kenya's most violent slums, Kibera, down to Uhuru Park in downtown Nairobi. It's a symbol of how the desire for peace, Father Cizzito told me, can overcome even the fiercest of hearts.
We wanted to have a demonstration saying that we wanted peace. Many of the people who took part in the march were from Rwanda, Burundi, from Sudan, from Somalia, from all countries around Kenya where there is no peace. Or there was no peace, or where peace is still very fragile. Kenya itself is a country where there is a lot of hidden institutional violence, where the powerful are clamping down on the powerless, and the rich on the poor. And the physical violence that erupts from time to time in the slums is only an eruption is only the visible part of this violence. So we think we need peace in Africa. We need peace and we need the church to be more involved in preparing, in educating people for peace. My personal experience is I came to Africa almost exactly 30 years ago. I was absolutely not prepared to face the violence, the wars, the division, the hatred I found myself facing throughout these years. And I think that it is a very important ministry we have to develop, we have to understand better, we have to promote. So the march wants to be a sign of the involvement of the church in this activity, though most of the people taking part will not take part in the name of the church as such, but is a manifestation organized by lay people.
Father, you're linking this this peace march in some way, I understand, to the Pope's message of peace in Assisi, Italy. How so?
We started the first peace march we held. It was the 1st of January 2001. The World Day of Peace, according to the Catholic Church. So we started, all the organizers of the march are really people committed to Christianity, people that believe in the message of the Church and believe in the fact that the recent popes have been some of the best defender of peace in our present time. But then we thought that would limit too much our message. And so we choose to have the peace march in coincidence with the peace day proclaimed by the United Nations, so as to try to involve as many people as possible. Last year we had Muslim friends taking part in it. We had people from every walk of life in Nairobi. We cannot say that it is still, or it is yet, a great manifestation. Maybe we will have 4,000, 5,000 people taking part in it. But for us, it is a great success since we started a few years ago only with 203 children during the peace march. And for us, it is a sign that really we are answering a need. We are answering a cry from the African poor. They want peace. They want justice. This peace is inevitably linked with justice. What we try to do is to promote participation, is to promote awareness, to make sure that the poor understand that they can do something. When we did the last peace march on the occasion of the World Social Forum here in Nairobi in January, we did the peace march from Kibera, that is the greatest slum in Nairobi, to the center of town. We were afraid ourselves because it was the first time we tried to do something like that. And Kibera is notorious for violence. To say Kibera and to say violence in Kenya, it is the same. Every manifestation, every public initiative held in Kibera used to finish with violence, with confrontation between different parties. Often it is politically motivated, by people who are using the poor. Or anyhow, we ended up in chaos because for the poor, the temptation to end up looting and taking things that they saw around them was too much. They could not resist. Now, in January, the peace march from Kibera to the center of town was a march full of joy, of happiness, a message extremely positive. That was for us an enormous success. People start linking Kibera not with violence, but linking Kibera with young people, because the participants are mainly young people who want peace and are clamoring for peace, singing songs, dancing, showing their determination to do something good, something positive for their country. This awareness is what we try to promote.
Father Renato Kitsito is founder of Koinonia and Africa Peace Point, two Kenyan NGOs working to promote human rights and peace education across Africa.